Let's get ready to mumble.
Let's get ready to have sex.
Let's get ready to fuck that Jim Tooze guy.
Tiz. We don't need to put that on Jim again.
Why?
Cruising Joe.
We don't need a new fresh round of people harassing
the
Jim.
The return of Cruising Joe.
No, or Joe for that matter. Mm-hmm. But
that used to be the joie de vivre of the show.
Yeah. Joie de vivre.
The cilantro of the show.
The cilantro. What do you guys stand on cilantro?
You know what I think happened last time?
Positive.
You know what I think? Remember how this did
when the thing fucked up? Yeah.
I think because so I think the master level was zeroed out. Even though the dial was up here, the shit was down here. So after 10 minutes of it not recording anything, it shuts off. That's a little tech tip today.
For
Cumtown, episode 282. And if you're wondering...
Hilarious. 282.
Yeah. Somebody sent me some gay-ass email that was like, yo, you gotta fix the episode numbers because they're in my gay app that I use.
Guess what? No, we don't.
No, we don't.
That sounds like a you problem.
Mm-hmm. But I'm happy to be here, boys. I'm energized off this Gawad special I had for lunch. Okay, I love you. We got the whole team on deck. It's fall. Honestly, it's fall. When we thrive.
Yeah, truly.
This fall is good for all of us.
Not just on the show, but in
in life.
Real talk, this show has not been funny in a year. And the last bit that I had fun with personally was the Nightmare Before Christmas thing.
I liked saying... Movies
I like
were
the penis thing. Yeah.
And Nightmare Before Christmas may have been May of last year.
I don't remember.
Yet. I don't remember that bit at all.
Where Jack Skellington goes in the woods and there's a tree that sucks his dick. Mm-hmm. And it's getting your dick sucked before Christmas.
Your dick sucked before.
And maybe does he get your dick chopped off? Or I don't remember.
No, it sucks his dick and then it follows the plot of, okay, it's time for a... Bit rewind. So I was thinking, I was laughing the other day, thinking about, you know, Nightmare Before Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah, Jack Skellington, he goes in the woods and he has all the trees with the holidays on.
Yep.
So there's like that Easter egg one, and I don't know if there's a Hanukkah one or not.
I don't think so.
There better be.
Well, that would be. Can you imagine how much worse that would have been if Jack Skellington was like, there's 8 days and it celebrates. And the fucking Holland people are like, why don't we just kill ourselves? But we already have a vampire.
Yeah, that's right.
We're already liars that have a vampire, Jack. How is that different than Halloween?
We already have a movie producer that molests children.
Yeah.
That's one of the Halloween guys. Mm-hmm. If you squint in the background.
Yeah, Mr. Oogie Boogie is just Harvey Weinstein. Ooh, my penis is filled with bugs and it's got a zipper on it.
I haven't seen that movie since I was a kid.
I honestly don't really fully remember.
You know, I thought I didn't like Tim Burton. And then I think about it, and there's a lot of Tim Burton movies I like.
Yep.
I kind of just don't like...
Tim Burton-style bitches?
I don't... Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Helena Bonham?
Hot Topic style...
Yeah, the Adam-style women.
No, that's not even fair to call them that, because his type of bitch is Helena Bonham Carter.
No, I'm talking about, like, culturally.
You're talking about girls that, like...
Fan girls.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they are some of the most...
Yeah,
I'll get my dick sucked with some black lipstick on.
Yeah. No, it's not the aesthetic.
I have it on.
It's not the aesthetic.
It's
the cultural participation in something.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
right.
Like people that go see Rocky Horror Picture Show.
Yeah.
That kind of thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Jack Skellington goes out in the woods.
Right.
And he sees the trees, and there's one of them. That, you know, it's a Christmas tree, the Easter egg. What are some of the, was there a flag?
I don't remember.
Flag day. Let's look it up. Let's pull it up, just to give this bit a little.
Because Chris,
I can't get that wrong.
Contextual.
I get that there's a Christmas tree, but why would there be an Easter tree?
They have a Kwanzaa tree?
Because each tree represents a different holiday.
Yeah, but Christmas is the only one with a tree.
But the tree is painted on the tree.
Why would other things have trees?
For Christmas.
He's saying a tree symbol was painted on the tree. A Christmas tree symbol.
Yeah.
And then an Easter egg symbol.
That's too much. That's meta.
Okay, so here you go. Here's the ones they have. So it's the holiday doors, A Nightmare Before Christmas. There's the pumpkin one, which he comes from, the Easter egg, the Christmas tree, Valentine's Day. This looks like birthday.
That's not a fucking holiday.
It's...
Yeah, well, I mean, it didn't really. They didn't really think this through before.
Yeah, this isn't holding up to scrutiny at all. We should go back to watching that video that Adam pulled up on his phone where Howard Stern does Politically Incorrect, but it's Beetlejuice, Gary,
Slow Adam, Gary the Retard.
Gary the Retard and the guy from the KKK.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a really good episode.
That was a great episode.
Yeah.
Plus Bill Maher. So five retards.
In my book.
God is ass.
Five.
What are you reading about?
So it's Valentine's Day, the heart tree. The St. Patrick's Day, the four-leaf clover.
St. Patrick's Day.
Easter egg. Independence Day is the firecracker. There's the jack-o'-lantern. There's the Thanksgiving turkey. And there's the Christmas tree.
Oh, so they don't have any...
Which, it's weird because in the movie, he doesn't come out of the Halloween door. He wanders into the forest. And there's a So if he had gone into the Halloween door, he would have become himself. Mm. They should have let Charlie Kaufman write Nightmare Before Christmas.
Yeah.
Where Jack Skellington becomes himself.
Yep.
And then it's still the Halloween town, but he's played by that tall, bald guy from Manhunter.
Oh,
that
actor. The bad guy.
Something Toombs, isn't that his name? Tom Noonan.
Jim Toons.
Tom Noonan.
Jim Toons.
He's like, yeah, I guess I just came from Halloween. And Jack Skellington's like, Jim, is that you?
Jim, nice cock.
Nice penis.
Nice penis, Jimmy. Nice penis, Billy.
This is sucking dick.
Did you guys see that fucking video of that guy who's just doing this fucking gay-ass impression of Robin Williams?
No.
And people were like, this is unbelievable.
No, I didn't
see it. He has to play the... And it's just this guy doing this fucking, like, schmaltzy-ass impression of Robin Williams.
Mm-hmm.
And people were fucking sending it to his daughter. Like, it's like, come on, man. This fucking... Mm-hmm. It's just like, people are like, this is so good, you have to see this. Just some fucking theater kid... Doing over the top, like over the, Robin Williams was over the top, but it was like he's him.
Yeah.
To pretend to do that kind of shit just looked like dog shit.
This guy, Jamie Cox.
Yeah.
Let's listen to it.
I'm fucking gay.
Let's make fun of this guy.
It was fucking stupid looking, man.
Happens when you're at night and you close your eyes and all kinds of images happen and it's really bizarre.
It's hard to believe that's actor Jamie Costa portraying the late, great Robin Williams. The YouTube video, which has already garnered over a million views, chronicles when the Mork and Mindy star found out his beloved friend John Belushi had died.
I told you I was with him.
I know.
John's not dead. I was with him last night.
I know you were. I'm so sorry.
Fuck, this is terrible.
It's wait, so bad. Keep playing.
Adams has a crush.
I don't even know if he's cute yet. I haven't decided.
Sucker's dead.
Adam wants to fuck.
Wait, this is funny. He's finding out John Belushi's dead.
Adam and the gay guy sitting in a tree. F-U-C-K-G-A-Y.
No.
No one reacts to their friend dying. If you told me Adam died, I'd be like, come on.
I'm about to get the fuck up. Yeah, no.
They'd be like, he died? Damn. Yeah,
it's true. no one has reactions to deaths.
But not like that. I mean, this is just fucking horrible.
I can't even see the video, but
Well, let's just take our word for it. It's bad. Yeah.
This guy sucks.
I better go over to his apartment and console his girlfriend.
Oh, well, yeah, that's what you would do.
Yeah, while making this face.
A slight smile, everyone.
Oh. I hope
a sleazy little smile with his eyes unfocused.
I hope
because he's thinking of something sexual in the back of his head.
I hope his girlfriend's all right.
I better know that.
I better go over there and check on her. Then I've got like a big scroll with wax all over it and some guy dressed up like in Victorian clothes. I'm like... I'm sorry, but it says right here in his will.
Yeah.
The pussy.
In blood.
Yeah.
In blood.
The pussy shall be giveth.
Thou dibseth on thine pussy.
You know, the lord of my bits.
Jim Belushi got married to John Belushi's girlfriend.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Is that real?
No.
Yeah.
No, it's not real.
They're also brothers. You guys aren't brothers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
brothers in arms.
That was a stinky
money, but wait,
money for
there
nothing.
There was...
Not John.
Yeah.
Robin's fans were blown away with...
They were blown away.
Ooh, John's dead.
Oh my God, he's dead.
He got an overdose. How about an underdose? You don't do enough drugs, you forget that you're gay. You can't get your dick hard to have gay sex.
It goes under. That's your dick goes underneath your balls.
How about an overdose?
You don't do enough. You don't have drugs. Your dick goes underneath your balls.
How about a comatose? Overtoast? Overtoast? Bread on toast. Toast on butter. 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 Believe that's a fat black bitch right across the street. Look at her. You're missing her. She's gone already. I fucked her, by the way. That fat black lady that walked by? I think she works at the DMV. I wonder what that would be like. You're going there, I'm trying to get a new license. A new license?
That's
Cracker.
Good. That's really good, dude.
Yeah, no, hold on.
You should play Robin Williams.
I should.
Yeah, that's what obsessed me
this
the most.
This is fucking what gay. Is?
They got Jim Belushi,
Jim
John
died.
Belushi.
John died. I'm gay.
What's next? Gilando Belushi.
That is such a good question. Is Gilando Belushi next?
What's next?
And he's like, how you doing, Willie? I'm here at Animal House. Slick Top. We all out here on the blacktop. Couple of brothers playing Slick ball top. And animal, the real kind of Animal House. Monkey House.
Okay,
all right.
Robin, you're going a little too far with Monkey House.
Gilando Belushi.
Gilando Belushi. What's next?
Whatever happened to margarine?
That's awesome. Yeah, that's a good question. Now it's vegan.
Yeah.
I'm vegan Robin vegan Williams. It's me, Vegan Williams.
Mm-hmm.
Vegan and Serena Williams.
Okay, there we go.
One of us is black and the other is a bunch of fucking vegetables.
Vegan and Serena Williams.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that's something.
It's a bunch of vegetables that talk like Robin Williams.
A bunch
Williams.
Of vegetables telling it's VeggieTales. Remember that when they tried to make the Bible even gayer? They're like, oh, two things kids hate, the Bible and vegetables.
That is true.
Let's pair them up. What's next? Being molested and getting a Halloween candy eaten by a fat mom?
Yeah.
Kids do hate that.
That's the next thing. Mm-hmm. Is your fat father sticking his dick in your pussy while he's eating all your Halloween candy? That's what I think of when I think of VeggieTales.
Well, thank you very much for this self-tape. We're going to keep you in mind for
people
the role of
are
Robin
going,
Williams.
It's garnered over a million views already.
Why was it on the news? What news show was
the
it?
The Cometown impression of Robin Williams has got, and people are sending it to his daughter.
No, do not do that. Come on. That's fucked up, dude.
Jim Belushi's dead. What if he was bread?
What if he was bread Belushi?
What if he was bread Belushi and you made a sandwich out of him? And you sucked his cock.
His cock was a little baguette that you sucked.
And you sucked his... You put your whatever instead of a baguette, a French guy put his dick in the basket and rode the bicycle into a fat woman's ass. He did that.
What if that was what was happening?
What if that happened in France? And his name's Gilando Belushi.
Gilando did it. Gilando, get your ass back in the house. That's awesome, man.
Gilando.
Yeah, that video fucking pissed. That guy was doing a horrific job.
Yeah.
Like, just a shitty impression people think is good acting.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's good acting? Fucking Joe Pesci being old as shit in The Irishman.
Yeah.
And being like, it is what it is.
It is what
but
it is.
But he's sad and he's executing a guy by with those words.
With one tweeting, that's I'm at a loss acting. For words of how extraordinary this
or,
is. Jamie Costa encapsulates the essence of Robin Williams so perfectly
no,
that
does,
his
huh?
fan footage for a proposed biopic is a clear sign
also,
that truly
biopics
needs to happen.
Are one of the worst forms of
another
fucking
right
movies.
Yeah, anytime anyone on Twitter has a viral tweet that says this movie needs to happen, rest assured it is the gayest, worst idea for the movie.
Oh, man.
Do you remember that viral tweet, Dad, that was like, okay, an update to Home Alone. Now, fucking Kevin is old and he's living in the West Village with his husband,
and
Dan
Lee.
Ugh.
Yeah.
You know, and the mom has been kidnapped and they're kidnapped at an old church. And it's like, what the fuck is this idea? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. They did redo Home Alone and it looks like shit.
Yeah. Well, the original one fucking sucks.
The original one's, you know, whatever. I haven't seen it because I'm not a fucking baby, but I liked it when I was a kid.
No, but I didn't watch baby movies as a kid. I watched Heat and fucking.
No.
Yeah.
No, you didn't.
Yes.
You watched even
Airplane.
You watched
Heat.
Gayer shit.
I watched Airplane and Heat.
I did watch Airplane as a little kid.
I used to watch Airplane like 3 or 4 times.
Yeah, I watched Airplane a lot, actually. You'd
be like, damn, let's roll it back. Play it again. I used to love watching a VHS tape wind back.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd like watch the last 2 hours of your life and how quickly it went back. And you like, in reverse, you're like, I remember that. I remember that. I remember, that. I remember all this shit.
Do you guys have a rewinder? That felt awesome.
No, I just used the VCR, but my grandparents had one.
Yeah, you just hit
No, there's like a dedicated rewinder.
There's a thing, a separate thing that rewinds it.
It was fucking sick.
My grandpa.
Did it go faster?
Yeah, much faster.
My grandpa had one that looked like a 57 Chevy.
Yes.
It was like a car.
He had a big rewinder.
We had a regular one. And Adam, come on, man. I see you about to hate on a rewinder. You have to take my joy thinking about the rewinder.
No, if it went faster, that's cool.
It went much faster.
But you can't see everything in reverse. That's
the only
problem.
It's not about that. It's about having
fun. Here we go. Solid X VHS 1957 red Chevy cassette rewinder.
That looks awesome.
Oh,
dude.
It was literally looked like a car.
$69, yeah.
It's worth every fucking penny if you ask me.
That shit was cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, my grandpa also had a phone that looked like a boat.
That's cool.
Awesome.
That's cool when things look like different things.
Yeah.
Like Lips phones.
The duck phone from Jersey Shore.
That's pretty cool.
Quite an iconic phone.
Yeah. Damn. I might need to run that.
The burger phone from, I believe, Juno? Didn't that bitch have a burger phone?
I don't remember. I didn't see that movie.
That was a pretty good movie.
I'm not interested in what women have to say.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
I believe Michael Cera got pussy from Elliot Page.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Elliot. Oh yeah, Elliot is Juno. I watched the
and he's squirting his nut inside of him.
He had that one.
Yo, that is a sick fucking phone.
And when it would ring, it would be like, beep, like a
dude. That I'm about to steal your grandpa's swag. That's awesome. Actually, that would go good in here, dude.
I think this went the way of the yard sale.
Huh?
I think this went the way of the yard sale.
The tragic yard sale.
Although this is a nice. This is unrelated, but
I love
this.
That's a nice phone. Little mahogany motherfucker.
Yeah. Little cherry wood phone.
Cherry wood. Nice.
You're listening to the phone podcast.
I do want. Yeah, you got a landline. I want a landline too. It's a nice look.
Yeah, landline's great. I'll call my grandma on that.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. She doesn't know who I am.
We're inside, you fucking bitch.
Yeah.
Don't try to trace this number. We've got our sniper trained on you right now. I gotta keep you on the line for 30 seconds so I can trace your location.
We've traced his penis. Here it is. You're supposed to trace the phone call. Oh, I'm terribly sorry. We had him on the phone, but we had him and you lost him.
And you used it to trace his penis?
I'm sorry. I thought you said you wanted me to trace his penis.
How did you even see his penis?
That's part of my job. I'm a penis tracer.
I was guessing.
If you wanted a phone tracer, well, why are you wearing headphones? I just like them.
I like listening to music while I look at cock.
I was listening to Beethoven. He's just drawing a penis, shading it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, wait, what are you doing? He's like, I'm my job.
Well, I'm finishing the job.
Here it is, sir. We traced his penis.
It's pretty big. It's bigger than you'd think.
You idiot. This is the 17th time this has happened. I don't understand. Are we going to get our son back? Unfortunately, he's probably already dead.
But here's what the guy...
Considering the size of this penis, I mean, look at this thing. Imagine this going into an 8-year-old.
This thing's rammed your son's ass to smithereens.
Well, to be fair,
sir,
it's not the, it's the scale. It's several times larger than it would be. I just wanted to show the detail work should we find him.
The boy's got a chance.
I'm sorry, Mrs. McGonagall. We have great news. Your son is alive, but probably just violently raped.
Just regular gaily raped.
He's been raped for sure, but he's alive.
Oh, thank God. Ah, fuck.
He's calling again. I'll get my pencil.
No!
I'll get my pencil out.
For the last time, no.
Wait, my art supplies are already back in the van. In my penis-shaped van that says the penis tracer. Call now on the side. My giant novelty penis van that the whole front end is made out of rubber and it bounces around hitting other cars. And there's dog ears on it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What else? I had something else I wanted to talk about. Oh, Adam, how do you feel about your beloved Las Vegas Raiders and the racism of the head coach?
The way I feel about the racism, I look at it negatively.
Okay.
The way I feel about the team's bounce back from the racism, our resolve, fantastic.
Did you see the shit he was saying?
Ebony and Ivory coming together as one beneath the banner of the silver and black. Mm-hmm. Can't get enough. What he just calls Goodell a faggot, right?
He said he's a no football. He called him a pussy and a faggot, I believe. And I think they were just like, I don't know how they got nudes of some of the cheerleaders. But
guess what time it is?
What time?
We got a special news update from Adam, who wants to tell you about how you can save 20% off at
Fuckleys.com.
At BlueChew.com.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's more than...
Get your fucking shine box.
He called him a faggot and a clueless anti-football
For
pussy.
Our fans around the world, we're talking
and
about
then,
the,
on, real
the
fast.
Coach of the Las Vegas Raiders, John Gruden.
And then he said that Goodell should not have pressured Jeff Fisher to draft queers.
Oh, Michael Sam?
Michael Sam, yeah.
I forgot about that guy. But the Raiders have a gay guy on their team now.
Mm-hmm.
Carl Nassib.
That's right.
So there you go. Yeah,
so that's interesting.
So anyway, this is the... Nick, this copy seems... Okay. We'll just use this one.
Nick is in the bathroom now.
This episode is sponsored by Blue Chew. Say it with us. Blue Chew.
Blue Chew.
You want to try again? Blue Chew. Blue Chew is making waves and bringing more confidence to the bedroom by offering chewable tablets that can help men get stronger and longer-lasting erections.
Oh, awesome.
It's a unique online service that delivers the same ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, but in chewable form, and at that, a fraction of the cost.
I love it because I can't swallow stuff.
No, I can't either.
Every medicine pills. I usually take is a suppository.
I have to get the Flintstones kids version of every mm-hmm. single medicine.
So this is great news for me.
Yeah.
A man who loves to chew his medicine.
I like to wrap it up in a deli meat like I'm feeding
like
it to my dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. Blue Chew's tablets help men achieve harder and stronger erections to combat all forms of ED. Which is a shortened version of the term erectile dysfunction.
Yeah, all forms. The kind you get where you're gay. The kind where you're gay and you're having sex with a woman. The kind where you're scared of pussy. You're straight, but you're scared of pussy.
The kind where pussy is absolutely disgusting to you. But you still lust after women.
The kind where you're too fat to have your bodily functions, you know, go as normal.
Yeah,
that's probably the three types our listeners need to know the most of. You've had so much Mountain Dew Code Red, and you've had so many fucking Takis hot chips that your nut is poisonous, and you need a little something to get your dick hard to dispense it. Well, we got you here, partner.
Well, we got you here. It's an online prescription service for you guys, so that means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy, and it ships right to your door in a discreet package like a fucking spy would get,
That's
like
awesome.
James Bond would get.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that cool? The process really is cool. Simple. You sign up at BlueChew.com, you consult with one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive your prescription within days. The best part, it's all done online, and that means... that you don't have to go leave your house, which is nice.
That's really nice.
Yeah. Blue Chew's licensed medical providers work with you to find the right ingredient and strength for your prescription. Stop. Do they ask to see your penis when you...
They did ask to see my... They actually... I had to put my penis in one of those pneumatic tubes.
Yeah.
And the doctor...
Like they have at the bank.
The doctor was like... Oh.
And the doctor was smelling the air.
Oh.
What do you mean?
That's the noise you mean.
He said, oh...
Oh, because it's cute. Yeah. Well, no, my dick didn't go through it. Obviously, it would go off my body, but the doctor was on the other end smelling the air, and they could tell what I needed from how my dick air smelled.
Yep. So if you don't like swallowing pills, there are no problems. Blue Chew's sildenafil and tadalafil tablets are chewable. And the tablets are made in the USA, and they prepare to ship direct, so it's
That's
cheaper
awesome.
Than at the pharmacy.
I love that.
That's cool. So if you can benefit from extra confidence when it's time to perform, visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. The safety information, you're really going to want to read.
You're really going to give a lot of a fuck.
You're
about
really going to care about that when
in a major
you found
way.
Out that a candy could give you an erection.
Yeah, you're definitely going to read all the shit.
All
they
the
say.
Rules. That's the important part, folks.
For sure.
And here's a special deal for our listeners. You try Blue Chew free. When you use our promo code COMETOWN at checkout, and you just pay the $5 shipping. That's BlueChew.com, promo code COMETOWN, to receive your first month free. And we thank BlueChew.
And we once thank again, them.
We thank
And them. We thank you so much,
thank
BlueChew.
Thank you so much.
So much, you fucking dick pill company.
Thank you so much.
So we also want to thank everyone, the whole team wants to thank everyone that comes to see me. Live.
I'd like to thank each of them individually.
So this weekend, I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin.
Eric Albertson.
Quiet
thank
down.
You for coming
Quiet
to
down
show.
During my plugs, Adam.
James Costa, the impressionist from the Robin Williams. Thank you for being Stav's number one
He's
fan.
My number one fan. So I'm going to be in Madison, Wisconsin this weekend. And then the weekend after that, I'm in Detroit and Columbus. And then I do the... I'm headlining the New York Comedy Festival at Gotham. I'm going to be... that's November 10th. Get your tickets. Those are going fast. That's the one stop of the Prince of Pleasure tour in New York City. And then we got New Orleans that weekend, the 13th. And then I'm in Tampa after that, and then Boston after that. And also, so please come out and see me. I'm going to be announcing dates for 2022 soon. We got the calendar coming soon, the 2022 calendar. And also, if you're a basketball fan, it's basketball season. I do a basketball pod with Sam Morrell called Pod Don't Lie. Go ahead and fucking dip your little nuts in that. We're doing our big season previews this week. We did the Eastern Conference last week, and we're doing the Western Conference later today, actually. So go check that out, Pod Don't Lie.
So a couple more facts about Jamie Costa.
Let's
hear
him.
He was born in Charleston, South Carolina. He's 5'6".
Oh, he's taller. He's shorter than us.
His parents are named Milton and Beth Costa.
Wow.
Bet you didn't know that, guys.
Beth cost $100 to fuck her pussy.
Yeah, that's right.
Any other details about Jamie Costa?
This Colin Powell shit is so funny.
Colin Powell they said died. That it was the cancer, Nick. It was the cancer that weakened his immune system. Right. So
what's the point of getting the vaccine?
What's James... Well... I mean, he's a fucking old as shit. It helps.
Yeah, but isn't that what the vaccine is to protect people that are, like, vulnerable?
It fucking helps people not die, motherfucker.
But he died.
Okay, he fucking died. Fine. An old guy with cancer who got it died.
But that's who the vaccine's supposed to protect.
No, it's supposed to make it so that most people don't fucking end
but
up
But most
dead.
People don't die from COVID. It affects old people and people that are immunocompromised.
A lot of people go to the fucking hospital, and you just fucking don't. Like, I'm not scared of being in the getting in the hospital now if I get it.
Yeah.
Except well, I'm fat as shit I think and I have asthma.
I think it's badass that he died because I was always against the Iraq War, and I heard Colin Powell died, and the first thing I said was fuck yes, frick fuck yes, because that. Now he's in hell with Henry Kissinger.
Nah, Henry's still
alive. What?
Henry's still alive.
What?
Costa was apparently in Jurassic World Exodus.
Well, okay. Okay, so he's a big shot actor. He's a big hot shot actor. He wasn't just some guy making a video.
Oh, he's done he became widely known for capturing the likeness and spirit of Robin Williams, who had died earlier that year. So this is his second go. So he just did impressions of Robin Williams doing impressions.
He's also done some television work. He was on Caught on Camera with Nick Cannon. Season 2, episode 3, if you guys want to check that out.
That sounds awesome.
So, anyway, what else is in the news? Colin Powell's dead?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Because the vaccine didn't work for him. We'll say it that way. Mm-hmm. That for him, the vaccine. But no, but I mean that. Come on, that's the vaccine did not prevent him from dying of COVID.
So people shouldn't get vaccinated.
I did not say that. I'm just
well,
saying,
that's what you're fucking implying.
I'm not implying anything. I'm just saying for some people, like Colin Powell, the vaccine does nothing.
Yeah, certain people, members of society.
If you're old and you have pre-existing conditions, there's a possibility that the vaccine will do nothing.
That yes, there is a possibility that it might not work.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. There's also a possibility that you're gay.
That's true. That is, there is a possibility
and,
that.
And you could say it's a small possibility, but you would also say it's a small possibility that, you know, you'd say that, that Colin Powell is sort of an anomaly, right?
I guess, dude. What is this big fucking vaccine debate club?
I'll get somewhere with this, but so you'd say that's an anomaly. That's a rarity.
Go ahead. Yes.
And you'd say, and you already admit that there is a possibility that you're gay.
Yes, I admit that.
Would you say that there are similar odds?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So ipso facto,
okay, let's see
Colin Powell dying.
Let's hear him out.
A small percentage, the same probability as Stav being gay proves
that Stav estimates is the same probability, but I don't think it's similar.
Is gay.
I don't think it proves
because
that
it's
at
the
all.
Same odds, and everybody knows numbers hit on the same day.
That's not how it works.
It's
probably two.
Nick plays the numbers all the time.
I play
dude.
The numbers all the time. Dude. They call me the scratch off king.
That is what they call it.
He loves playing the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
He loves playing with a guy's penis.
I love playing the ponies.
Mm-hmm.
The ponies cocks.
Colin Powell. This Colin Powell impression by some gay drama kid is the internet's going wild.
It's when he found out that
Jim Belushi's dead. But I just had gay sex.
I just sucked his cock.
I just got fucking COVID from him by sucking his dick. Here's another question I want to know about the
okay.
We know it spreads airborne wise,
mm-hmm,
but yes. Is it possible to get COVID from gay sex?
And I think it literally is. There was an outbreak in Fire Island.
And yeah. Why the fuck aren't we talking about that?
Mm-hmm. That's because it's homophobic to bring that up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because gay men, if they don't drink a little bit of cum every once in a while,
mm-hmm,
they'll go crazy.
Mm-hmm. They go crazy.
So they have
it's
to
like
have
a,
gay
like
sex.
A Dracula.
Exactly.
Right. Where they
can only sustain on their own cum for so long.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
But if you've seen the movie Twilight, the good Draculas, they only suck animals' bloods.
Mm.
So the good gay guys only
suck
animals'
dogs
cum.
Off and shit like that to get yeah.
So they don't have to hunt down.
Oh, that's kind of like
they don't have to hunt down, you know, straight men, you know.
Yeah.
They don't have to hunt down.
Exactly.
They don't have to hunt down innocent straight men.
Yeah, like remember an interview with the vampire where fucking LaGrange or whatever the fuck his name is drinking rats, and he's weak because he needs some good human blood.
Yeah,
because
that's the good shit.
Damn, I got a hankering for some barbecue. When we're up at the cabin, we got to find a little bar, like a woodland barbecue place.
You think they got that?
No, probably not. That won't happen.
It's
we're just going to do cocaine and play Catan again.
I'm not doing cocaine this time.
Brother.
I'm not.
We'll see.
I'm not. I'm too fat for cocaine. I broke my either be fat or do cocaine rule last time.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good rule.
They got to use this mRNA technology to make people immune to the harms of cocaine.
Yeah.
That would be a break. They're talking about using this shit to cure cancer. Fuck that. You got to die at some point.
Yep.
What they need to do is create mRNA vaccines that make it so that you can just blast fentanyl directly into your frontal lobe.
Yeah.
Just jam it in there. Not only that, but just also mRNA vaccines that you can just be like fully fucking transitioned in like an hour.
That'd be
to
awesome.
To a different gender?
Yeah, and then come back, you know?
Oh, you can come back.
I'd yeah. love to
just
play.
A
you
little,
just, I'd
just
love
a little,
you
little,
just
little breakfast at Tiffany's.
Little C, but what if you get stuck?
Breakfast as Tiffany's. You
breakfast
know?
As Tiffany.
Where you guys both become girls and I become the Chinese neighbor. And we're all juiced up.
And we're like, all right, Nick, time to take the antidote. And
oh,
you're
Mrs.
like,
go right, Ray.
You're then, like, me, no, Reiki.
And then we go to the doctor's office. He's like, oh, he didn't take the first pill.
Yeah, he's just doing that on his own.
That's just him.
Oh, Mr. Go Right, Ray.
Yeah, I'm analog, motherfucker. I don't need no damn vaccine. I got natural immunity to
not being Chinese.
I do think it'd be cool to be someone that transitions.
I would be able to end my life if I could trick a local news station somewhere in this country into having me on as somebody with long COVID symptoms.
Mm-hmm.
And I show up for the interview and I got my fucking eyes taped back or something. Just
yeah,
get a little bit in there.
Mm-hmm.
A little like
that I thought I did not have after, you know, I was sick.
Or you could start talking Chinese like you have Tourette's.
Yes.
You could be talking regular and then you're like, down, down, you know, and then you're oh, sorry. it's part of the COVID.
Yeah. I think a woman already did that because women pretend. I also don't know.
No, a woman pretended. Women.
Is long COVID real? Or
no,
is that
it's
just,
only women.
Because instinctually I was like, this is.
It's not real.
What
it's
is
all,
long COVID?
It's women say that they have COVID for a year after they got COVID.
Really?
They're like, my. I just.
It won't go away.
It's one of those diseases women need where they need a blanket. They need a fainting couch.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Like, what was the one you said before? Something myalgia? Fibromyalgia?
Fibromyalgia, yeah.
What is that?
It's fake.
Another woman disease.
It's fake. It's like chronic fatigue syndrome.
There are only a couple real diseases. You know?
Erectile dysfunction.
Erectile dysfunction.
Being bald.
Black lung.
Male pattern baldness.
Male pattern baldness.
Uh-huh. Yeah, black lung.
Getting a heart attack. Heart disease.
Back acne.
Yeah.
Acne.
Yeah.
Beating your wife.
Yeah.
Getting angry. CTE.
Mm. Yep. CTE is definitely in there.
Yeah. Imposter syndrome.
Imposter syndrome, yep.
The fellas' diseases.
Mm-hmm. You know, for the boys.
Being bisexual.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's. I don't think
that's.
You
need to be cured
of
that. It's a disease. Pick one or the other. Pick a side. Mm-hmm. That's what I always say.
Mm-hmm. And then they're doing boosters for all of them now. Did that happen too?
We got the Moderna booster on deck?
I think so. I don't know. I can't. Because there's. First of all, they either need to get rid of the FDA or the CDC. But there's one. And NIH. That could all be one thing.
I agree. That's too many fucking little
health organizations. Well, FDA is like...
You got Fauci, and then you got this other bitch, Joanne Jelonsky or whatever.
Is there a new bitch on deck?
The CDC bitch that came in with Biden. What's her name? She always looks... She looks like she's learning how to read every time.
I have no idea.
Janelle.
Bro, once I got the fucking vax, I stopped paying all goddamn attention.
Yeah, I mean, I only read Chinese state media, so I don't really... I kind of get sort of a... Mm-hmm.
But I'll get that third boost up.
I love that one guy that dunks on America. Chen Weiwei.
Calls women like a bitch and stuff.
Yeah, he's
that's awesome.
That guy's cool.
Lifetime bitch. That's what he said.
Lifetime bitch.
Yeah, let me get that fucking boosterino and then let me, you know, I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to live my life any different.
Oh.
I've been on the road this whole damn time.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'll tell you which one doesn't need a booster. Sinopharm.
What's Sinopharm?
The Chinese vaccine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they made the virus. They made the vaccine. I don't understand why you mix and match. Look at my shit. Look at my TV. Mm-hmm. What does it say on the front?
Sony.
Okay, now look at the amp. What does it say?
Sony.
Look at the speaker. What does it say?
It's all Sony, brother.
That's right.
He's a company man.
I'm a company
man. How do we get Sinopharm?
You stay on brand.
You gotta go out there. Fight.
Well, what you do is you DM Chen Weihua and you say,
bro, love your shit.
Yeah, I also think that woman's a bitch. Can I please?
Can I get a little fucking Sinopharm?
Can you hook it up? And then you take a secret little trip. Secret little trip to fucking Beijing.
Mm-hmm. I would love to go to China.
Yeah. Well, you can't go.
I know. They won't have me.
You just got to register as a foreign agent with the State Department, and then you can do whatever the fuck you want.
Can you travel right now to China and shit?
Yeah, if you're a fucking intelligence asset.
I am, dude.
Not like me.
I'm very intelligent.
Yeah.
I'm going over there to try the different types of Chinese pussy. Yeah. And catalog it.
I think that's what I'm going to do after the show. Be a spook.
Yeah. Spook. Do you have law enforcement
for
background?
The Mossad?
No.
Yeah, that's true. You can get in there easy. You get in there easy. Then you get your foot in your door.
No.
Once you're Mossad, you can transfer over to CIA.
I just don't want to hang out with those people, you know?
That's true. They are fucking annoying.
They're annoying.
Here we go. The wealthiest 10% of Americans own a record 89% of all U.S. stocks. It's so funny that, for the rest of your life, you're just going to hear about how rich people are.
Yeah.
And nothing's going to be done about it.
Yeah.
People just sort of sustain.
Is there
themselves.
A way to steal a little bit from them?
A new study says rich people are bad. And you're like, yeah, they are bad. That's good for me, not being the bad.
You know who we should fucking find? Is because Bezos' ex-wife married some regular teacher.
Did she?
Oh, yeah. You don't know this?
She already?
Yeah, some guy got the fucking bag off Jeffrey. Salute to him.
Jeffrey the giraffe from Toys R Us?
No, Jeffrey Bezos.
He did what? Oh, they got divorced.
They got divorced, and she married like just a regular teacher.
She just got married like that already?
Yeah, dude. So what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, this guy's new to having half a billion or whatever. Or, you know, how
he's in his elementary school teacher.
Huh?
He's a teacher?
I think he's a teacher.
What's he look like?
Just some regular motherfucker.
Just a regular
like
a, guy.
You mean like a ancient, like a master, like a Chinese master?
Not like teacher. A, no, not like a Zen.
Like I'm a teacher.
No, no, no. Not like the guy from Kill Bill with the long white goatee.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Could he be slowly sliding a sword into her pussy?
Oh, he's also bald?
He's also, yeah, what do you say like
Stop,
that?
Stop, you really fucked up, man.
Yeah, no, I you could have been.
Shit
yeah.
up. I'm Damn, not, Mackenzie, first of all,
Mackenzie
I'm not
is
bald.
Hot.
Mackenzie Bezos.
Mackenzie looks good.
I guess, does she have a new
Dude,
name
if
now?
I type in Jeff Bezos, my phone just shows me the amount of money he's worth. I didn't type in anything else. That's the top of the phone. It just says $131 billion.
Dan Jewett. He seems like a good guy, honestly.
Dan Jewish.
Dan Jewish.
Yeah, dude, just some regular fucking guy.
How'd they meet?
I don't know. Hopefully he was
Her
cheating.
Children go to the school.
Wow.
Wow.
Damn, wow. He's teaching your kids and fucking your bitch, Jeff.
Oh, my God. You're going to let that happen, Jeff?
So, anyway, my point is we could probably rob him because he's new to being rich.
What the fuck is wrong with his face? Does he have Bell's palsy?
He's got a weird eye thing, and I think he's getting, like, fillers.
Who, Bezos?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
What are fillers?
Like,
what are you fellers doing down there in front of the store?
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Why are these fellers hanging out loitering in front of the store? We should call the police on them.
Mm-hmm. You yeah. fill up his ass with those type of guys.
Look how ugly they both used to be.
Yeah, I mean Mackenzie could still get it in a certain light.
I love Mackenzie, dude.
Yeah, Mackenzie, she's tough looking, but yeah, look at Jeff was a real.
The teeth doing a little nightmare dance.
Yeah,
go up that row.
Well, she got fixed.
She got her shit fixed up though. Yeah.
She got all that shit fixed.
I can't wait to get my face fixed.
What are you gonna do? Cheekbones.
I'm gonna have my fucking all the skin removed here, so I'm just like a skeleton.
Mm-hmm.
And then you sharpen all my teeth.
That's awesome.
And then a metal jaw, like Apocalypse.
That's fucking sick, dude. I'm going to get the fucking Kumail Nanjiani jaw.
Yeah, me too.
No, I'm doing it.
No, but I'm also.
You don't have the heft, the personal heft to pull it off.
Yeah, but wouldn't it be funny on my body to see that big of a jaw?
You can't. Now you Google X-Men Apocalypse, all this gay shit from the movies.
Yeah.
Instead of, here we go.
The classic.
Blue lip guy.
Yo, the new fucking Batman trailer. Did you see that shit?
With the Pattinson
one? It actually
one?
Looks pretty good.
I'm sure it's good, dude. I'm hyped on
I'm
it.
I'm back in, dude.
I'm a Pattinson fan.
Oh, yeah.
I like him.
Yeah, he's a strange bloke.
IGN. X-Men filmmakers explain Apocalypse and his powers. Like, imagine reading an article like that.
Yeah.
Like this.
Apocalypse is just like super strong and big as shit, right?
Who cares?
Yeah.
He's got blue lips. We look the same.
Yeah, you guys look exactly the same. You got a cool voice.
I'm gonna get my eyeball, my cornea is injected.
The red
fucking,
shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, red ass eyes.
I already got black fucking irises.
You do.
So that would be cool.
Yeah, you could look like the guy from Limp Bizkit.
West Borland. Dude, that'd be sick if you looked like that.
Yeah. Just one of those dicks.
Should I get lip fillers?
Mm-hmm.
Just have my, you know, my lips even bigger.
Yeah, I'm just thinking what your face needs. Your eyes, when you take your glasses off, are horrible.
Why? You say it so...
Yeah, you are disgusting.
There's something weird when you take your eyes come... Because, like, your glasses come off and you just... It's like Mole Man, where your eyes are so little.
Well, okay. For the listeners at home...
I found Wes Borland's Twitter. It's the handle is Ghost Insane 3.
That's not really.
And he's got 7 followers.
That's it. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yep.
He's like, it's me, guys.
I swear to God, it's me.
You need something for your underneath your eyes, is what I was going to say.
What do you mean? No, but I think girls like a guy with like a deep set eyes.
No.
I think they do. I think they do. I think it makes them look mysterious.
I think when your glasses come off, you look fucked up. At least when you're tired.
Yeah.
It really looks
when
bad.
When I'm sleeping?
I don't know, man. Something about it just gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Come on, the heebie-jeebies.
I'm being honest with you.
Carried away, dude. Something about you being fat as shit. Pull them off.
Okay, wow. Looks like we struck a nerve, huh?
Pull them off again. Let's see the eyes without the glasses.
No, come on.
Let's pull them off.
No, we're not. I'll give a fair reaction.
Ah! I mean, it is bad, dude.
What's wrong with it?
I'm not saying you're a bad-looking guy.
Look in the mirror.
You're a cute guy with your glasses
on. Self-conscious.
Because they're all dark.
Now you got me self-conscious. You got
dark circles around your whole... It's not even under your eyes. It's around your entire...
You look like you're in pain,
They're not deep set. You look like...
Honestly, you look like fucking... You look like lover's eyes.
No, you look like...
No, you don't.
Yeah, you look like Michael Keaton Beetlejuice, for real.
Yeah.
People love Michael Keaton.
I'm being honest with you.
Hey, it's me, Adam. I'm a fucking...
What's wrong with it? I think I look kind of nice.
The fucking podcast.
No, it does not. It's not nice.
You folks ready for a party?
I think I look kind of nice.
It's showtime.
I don't think you look nice. You look great with the glasses on.
Thank you. You said great?
Well, fine. I'm just trying to...
That's nice. That's really nice.
You look okay with the glasses on.
Why'd you backtrack?
I will be honest, there's something where I'm like, why does it fucking piss... Like, something pisses me off when you take your glasses off.
Yeah, why? Because that's how it looks when people that you know with glasses on aren't wearing glasses.
No, that's not how I look.
That's like a natural phenomenon.
That's not how I look at all.
What do you mean?
Do I look different with my glasses off, Nick?
You look more Chinese.
You look the same.
You look more Chinese.
Okay.
I look relatively...
Someone's feelings are hurt right now. And that was not my intention, Adam. I was just telling you. You're ugly as fuck with your glasses off.
That just means for real ugly as fuck.
Huh?
That just means like you're for real ugly as fuck. You have to wear a mask.
Well, we're talking about what do we want to do with plastic surgery, and I said something with your fucked up eyes. What do we got here?
Gina Davis.
Whose breasts are these?
Gina Davis.
Gina Davis's breasts? Oh, and her pussy too? Nice.
These are pussy.
All right, man. I'm sorry, Adam. What should I do?
You don't have to apologize. I don't know, plastic surgery? 300 pounds.
Okay, wow. This is clearly that I've hurt your feelings because you've never gone at me five times in a row with fat jokes.
Five times in a row? What do you mean five
times?
It was three. Two.
At least three. We'll rewind the tape.
And by the way, I think you look good.
Thanks, dude.
I think you look good, fat as shit.
Okay, four. There we go.
I said you look good, disgustingly fat as shit. Revoltingly fat as shit.
Wow.
I think that looks good.
Revolting. I'm being honest with you, right? I'm being a good friend and letting you know your shortcomings so you can work on them.
Let me know in front of our friends that are listening to the show.
We round that back on.
Oh my god, those are incredible!
I googled
tits.
Gina Davis nude.
I mean, those
it just takes me. We're not showing you.
Come on, Mimi Rogers has some of one of the nicest pairs of all time.
Oh, it's almost time for Adam to do his job. No, it is Adam.
Yeah.
Why don't you talk about Ridge Wallet for a little bit?
Ridge Wallet has asked me to
How about
talk
Midge
about their...
Wallet, and it's for whores.
Okay, or midgets.
I said that.
I thought you were going to say small people.
Midge. How you doing, Midge?
Hey, Midge.
Hey, Midge.
I'd love to fuck a lady.
Why don't you
Midge.
Give me here and give me a widge on my smidge?
What's Midge short for? What do you call it?
Margaret.
Margaret.
Really?
Yeah, Maggie.
Maggie, but Midge?
Hey, Margaret is for all the... Margaret has the best... A bitch named Margaret always has the best...
There's no kind of
steady, easy horse.
Take a
Margaret to a diner. Call her Peggy, Midge.
Well, I don't know about Peg.
Peggy. That's Peggy's short for Margaret.
What?
Yeah.
How?
I don't know. That's just
Where's the P?
I have no idea.
It's crazy.
Wait.
It's like how Dick is short for Richard.
Wouldn't it make sense for it to be like Pamela or something like that?
Peg is short for Margaret.
How?
Because I think it's some Irish bullshit.
Richard and Dick, the CH?
Nah.
Pam is... What? Margaret? Interesting. I mean, Midge, names. Marge, Maggie, Mags.
I'm not seeing it in the stack.
You can even go Mary if you wanted to with Margaret if you want.
Adam, you better fucking get on your dick.
Get on your dick?
Is Pam, or what is it, Kim?
Peg.
Short For for Elizabeth?
Yeah, Peggy is a female first name, often cartelled to Peg, derived from Maggie, a diminutive version of the name Margaret.
Maggie. I like Maggie. That's
so
cute.
Margaret the Maggie. Yeah, Maggie, Maggie. They're all Margaret. Margaret, Margarita.
Margarita. How you get the Peggy?
Now that's a bitch you take to a motel.
Mm-hmm.
And kill yourself in the motel.
While she sleeps?
While she's trying to figure
out. While she's showering?
She's trying to figure out how to use the ice machine. You fucking put a gun in your mouth. She can't get home because she doesn't know how to drive stick.
Okay. Interesting. Huh.
So.
Okay, Maggie, Madge, Daisy for some reason. I don't know how they
That's what
there.
I mean, dude.
Margaret, Marge, Margo, Margie, Marjorie, Meg, Megan.
They got all the good stuff.
Gretchen?
Weekend,
what the fuck?
Weekend with a
bitch. Margaret goes to Gretchen? Rita?
Drunken weekend with a bitch.
That's names. True. That's awesome. Mm-hmm. That might be the best nickname name of all.
Yeah.
I don't know what else beats it. I mean, you would think Richard because of Dick and Ricky and...
So in 2013, father and son team Daniel and Paul Kane launched the Ridge Wallet on Kickstarter. And now it sits in the front pockets of over 1 million men and women worldwide. The two have since recruited.
You know what?
What?
You're really good at your job. Seriously.
I'm talking
you're
about...
You're doing a great job.
Thanks.
And I have to
what
praise...
Is this the compliment hour?
Well, you know, you're fucking in your feelings. I said your eyes are fucked up.
No, I wasn't
you
in
got,
my feelings.
You got shitty eyes I wasn't and in my you're taking it out on everybody else.
And I want to say...
The two have since...
And maybe I went a step too far, so I want to overcorrect
you're
here.
You said that was disgusting.
The first
that
time in his life he's taken
classes.
Too many steps.
Okay, I've taken all... I used to be the 20,000 step bastard. Thank you very much.
The two have since recruited a small, close-knit team to execute on their vision of creating quality, functional products. Sorry. At Ridge Wallet, they prefer to do more with less. It's not just a remark on resourcefulness. It's a call to maximize your life by minimizing what you bring along. Because you don't need everything and be prepared for anything.
Mm.
They're streamlining daily life through quality products and redefining the energy everyday essentials.
That's awesome.
Like wallets, backpacks, and chargers with minimalist designs that don't sacrifice the function. By eliminating excess and building to performance grade, they turn the items you carry into tools for better living.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's really impressive, actually.
So...
Yeah, Nick, and we love the Ridge. And they don't have just wallets, they got bags.
Nick, what's the promo code? It's Cumtown or Cumtown.
Fuck you.
It's Cumtown or Cumtown 20. It's Cumtown or Cumtown 20.
Fuck you.
I think it's Cumtown, but try either one.
I think Ridge might actually not have a promo code.
Well, either
they
way.
They just want us to advertise their shit, which, you know, I fuck with.
We're fans of the product.
These are products that we use every
day.
Oh,
you know what? There was. Because remember, we went there.
We did this before. Yeah, it's Cumtown, I think.
It's Cumtown.
So if you put in the promo code Cumtown.
Or Cumtown 20.
Or Cumtown
20. I think it's Cumtown.
You'll get 20% off, probably.
Yeah.
Or something.
And they
like
have great
that.
Products. The fucking bag. Why don't you tell us how good the duffel bag is, Nick?
I don't know. I haven't used it.
Oh, you don't know?
Oh, it's just been sitting in a closet.
It's not sitting in a closet. I told you I had a use for it.
What? Some stuff is in it?
Let's just say it's buried somewhere.
What do you keep inside? No,
well, I'm sure the duffel bag is good, and I wish I could give you guys a
I got
full
a lot
report.
Of plans in this world that you don't need to know about. You're better
but
off.
But somebody not. Needed two bags, one of which he doesn't even really use.
One of them is will one day save your life.
We'll see about
that. Or avenge it.
Well, I don't want
it. Or avenge.
I don't want it to be avenged.
What do you have? You have?
I don't want to die.
I'm not saying anymore. The duffel bag has a use.
Really? Because last time I said this, you said you gave it to a homeless guy. So it seems like you're full of dog shit, actually.
I'm filled with my own shit made out of human food. Thank you.
Well, folks, that's that. And go
check
to Ridgewallet.
Ridgewallet.com. They got a great line of products. They have knives.
I'm sorry. I still don't understand here. What is the premise? That you should have
I
two
got
bags.
The small
Instead
bag.
Of me, you have two bags.
I got the small bag. You two got big got, size bags.
You got the small bag, but you also got the knife. You got fucking the two phone.
You got a lot of tools
you
for life.
You got all the other shit.
You got a lot of tools for
the
day.
Because
you missed
knife.
Because you missed one pocket. The bag is the same fucking size.
It's not the same size. It's a much bigger bag.
It's not.
It's a much much bigger bag with a lot more fucking use.
It's not a much bigger
bag. No, it's got...
Thank you, Adam.
I put my laptop in the bag that I got. I use it.
And then you get to do more stuff than
that. I was also there...
Mine only takes a laptop.
I was there at the beginning of the Ridge Wallet saga.
And you also got the gold wallet for yourself.
You didn't want the gold wallet.
Well, but you wanted it.
I know, and so I took it.
You were like, ah.
You only want something because I have it.
No, I don't want it. I'm just saying you got premium stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Okay, you're right. That's a good point. That I had no
cool.
use for the gold thing.
That is pretty
so
cool.
So I said, here you go,
wallet.
Nick. Have the gold thing. You have no use for a duffel bag.
Yeah. The duffel bag.
I have plenty of use for a duffel bag.
The duffel bag holds all of the merchandise. It is part of...
We gave away all the merchandise.
No, there's still... There's a shit ton of wallets in that fucking bag.
How about this? I'll take them both. I'll take them all.
Nick gives them
actually,
to
honestly,
whores.
I was about to donate the duffel bag anyways, and I think I'm going to give it to Adam.
And this is the best part. This is the best part.
Because of his eyes.
I've made it clear I want the duffel bag.
I know, but his eyes, you remember, I thought...
For months, I've been talking about how I want this duffel bag. Mm-hmm. All you had
it
to do
matches
was just give
eyes.
Me the duffel bag.
It's empty, it's
I
black.
Will give you that. That's true. It yeah. does match his weird
you know,
eyes.
The sad thing is that I got my eyes from my mother. Who
Okay,
who
all right.
Last year, and that's
then
I told,
now
can
we have
can
to do this.
Can I just say...
Oh my
God. Can
exactly.
I just say I told you
the,
so?
You reminded me
I
of the love
so.
Of my life.
I told
wow.
you he
reminded
would do
me
this.
Of my first
wow.
love.
The second Adam's mom's diagnosed, I said
wow.
he's going to use this to get that duffel bag.
In the future,
3 years
I
ago.
I said he's going to.
4 years
I already
ago
know it, and I'm
you're
not going to
flip
it to his
this.
Face.
And yeah. the thing is, he just thought of this. His initial thing was just to call me disgustingly fat 7 times, and now it was 7. It was 7.
I said,
and now. It
said,
finally dawned on him to guilt me because he knows how to really get to
I
me.
I said, I think I.
Adam said,
I said
Adam
to you,
said, Adam's publicly saying, I'm so sad. And I said, look, watch it. He is at home ecstatic about this diagnosis because he knows what it means in terms of.
You were
of
already
going
to give him the duffel bag. You were in this scenario. Mm-hmm. You just said you were going to give it to him
because of his eyes.
It's fine, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? I've made it clear the duffel bag would mean a lot, but that's okay.
I wasn't making fat jokes at you.
Yes, you were.
I said, I like that you are revoltingly fat.
Okay, there it is
you're
again.
You're revoltingly morbid.
There it is again. And by the way, your mom is a lot cute. Was a lot cuter than you. Thank
she
you
was.
Very much.
John
she
Revolta.
Was. And her eyes were a
no
lot better.
No one would dispute that.
Her eyes were a lot better. And
lovely.
It's kind of fucked up of you to bring her into this
I
with your fucked up
day.
Eyes.
Well, it's fucked up for you to remind me.
And rest in peace to an angel, but your eyes are fucked up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So go to RidgeWallet.com and use promo code COMETOWN.
And boom. We'd like to apologize to the Ridge Wallet Corporation for arguing during their ad read. This show is about friendship. It's not about owning
But
one
you know
another.
What? Sometimes friends Sometimes. Have healthy, are honest with each other, and other friends lash out. So that's kind of a natural thing.
I would never lash. I would never lash. I've never lashed a day in my life.
Fuck.
If you remember, when the Jews were slaves in Egypt, we were lashed
That's
by
true.
The taskmasters.
That is true.
I'm the
That's,
one
I
who
would love
lashed.
That, dude, to just be like some kind of giant god with a jackal head whipping a bunch of Jewish people.
I don't think it was the gods doing it,
it
to
was
Jews.
The
Jews.
They had, yeah. They had 12 foot guys.
It was, so you think it was like Christian Jewish
I'm
god
all
versus...
I'm all two dimensional with a whip just
yeah.
until they make my fucking triangle house. Make that fucking triangle, bitch.
That would be sick yeah. if it was.
I want a big ass triangle to live in.
If it was like Abrahamic god versus fucking like.
The yeah. Egyptian gods.
What are some of their names?
I think that there was
Thoth.
No.
Yeah.
Isn't that one
Ra?
Of them?
Osiris, Ra.
Ra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Isis was one.
Anubis.
Was
Isis.
Yeah.
Osiris was Skater.
Skater. So the one, the god of shredding.
The god of big ass, puffy
Morpheus.
Ass shoes.
Morpheus. Cypher, Tank.
Yeah, Joe Pantoliano.
Yeah, Joe Pantoliano.
Trinity.
Joey
Pants.
Neo. Whoever that dyke was
the
in the
Oracle.
First movie. The dyke that only says, not like this, not like this, and then mm-hmm. she dies.
Will Smith's wife.
Welcome
Jada
to Miami.
Jada Pinkett.
Bienvenido a Miami. Mm-hmm.
Well, dude, I had Willennium. I had the CD.
It was a great CD, dude. Oh, come on, dude. Disgusting.
With the cat's in my asshole and a silver spoon, shoved up my ass, trying to get the cat out.
Coughed at your own fart.
Dude, what the hell, Adam? This is the ice thing. Really, I just don't want to see you
make yourself sick. Let's make yourself sick.
I apologize. You know what? I apologize
no,
for the
I'm
eye
not
comment.
Asking for the apology.
Because clearly, this whole podcast has been about shitting on you, basically. And I've never for seen you this years. Hurt than right now. And
no,
I'm sorry.
I was hurt when. I was hurt many times, but on That's the inside. But now I've been talking to my therapist. All right, a lot.
And I have to
they
retract
said, if you
it.
Feel it hurt on the inside.
I retract. Show it on the outside.
Maybe start showing it on the outside.
That's fair.
Bit.
That's mm-hmm. fair. And you know what? That's affecting me because as a friend, I'm reading your signals. You have to give me that at least.
That's true.
I am reacting.
There was no
I'm
way
responding.
Of you to have known until this.
Exactly. I thought you liked it, dude.
I did.
And
I
from
did.
Now on, this is a big turning point in the podcast.
This is a whole new thing.
A whole new fucking world.
Nick's still gay, but
that's
beyond
true.
That, beyond that, we're gonna change our ways.
How dare you even try to come at me with your fucking pedophile eyes, dude?
Stop it, pedophile eyes.
Yeah, pedophile
that's
eyes.
That's not a real thing.
Yeah, it is.
They don't look. They don't have a specific type of eyes.
Yeah, your Beetlejuice ass pedophile eyes.
I am not laughing at that. Because I respect my friend Adam. Wow. Well, what a great time.
Look familiar?
Panda eyes.
It's a pedophile slang for child sodomy.
No, it's not.
And Adam has those eyes.
But how do you know the slang? Maybe because you're on the inside. Nick.
No, I got lucky.
Wait, this happens. No. This happens to children that get...
Oh, okay.
Fucked by pedophiles.
Okay, so you're bringing up my assault.
So actually, Adam...
Wait, hold on. This is disgusting. It's a pedophile slang for child sodomy. When a child is forcibly sodomized, their eyes can welt to black circles due to the blunt trauma involved.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, that's cool. They have their own slang?
Making their eyes look like that of a panda.
God, that's so fucking horrific.
This is on a Facebook group called Stand Up, Speak Out, Warning, Distress. And this is my favorite thing. Is like middle-aged people are like, I speak out against child abuse on the internet. And it's like, well, like, what's going to happen?
Anti-pedophiles.
Did they find that the...
They're probably people that were molested.
Did they find
themselves.
Brian Laundrie yet?
I don't think so.
It'd be funny if now Dog the Bounty Hunter goes missing also.
Fuck. Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
He can't be stopped. It's a warning.
Yeah.
Laundry will not go lightly into the night.
Dude, I'm glad for this guy. He's really ridden
honestly,
ridden this out.
He's making white guys look pretty fucking cool.
I don't know.
Good at camping.
Stop. You and him are probably the most famous bald men in the world.
I'm not bald. I have hair. Mm-hmm. I don't know what you're talking about.
Brian Laundrie lookalike ambushed by feds at gunpoint. Here's the thing. If you're some kind of bald beard faggot, don't go hiking this week.
Yeah.
Don't anywhere. Yeah. And I know you live for that. Because
mm-hmm.
Brian Laundrie...
Those guys
Brian
love Laundrie, hiking.
The thing about Brian Laundrie is that everyone's met this guy a million times at like shitty parties where people are playing beer pong way too late into their 20s.
Yep.
That they're filled with these kind of guys.
Mm-hmm.
That are like going, their whole year is going, driving to Bonnaroo.
Mm-hmm.
Look at this guy. He looks nothing like him. He looks nothing like him. He's just that type of
honestly,
guy.
Honestly, I have no, if you told me that was him, I would say, yeah, it is. Yeah. I don't know what he looks like.
Wait, so the feds just ambushed this guy?
Yeah.
They got a hot tip?
This is how shitty the fucking FBI is. Look at this part. This guy says... The agent, I paused it.
Did he say, I'm sorry?
Well, the agent inspected the side of his head and said, you have a notch in the upper part of your inner ear, just like him. So now we're doing inner ear analysis. That because everyone knows that people's ear anatomy is so wildly distinct that everybody has different ridges inside their ear.
Oh, fuck. I have to shit, but I couldn't shit earlier because somebody, I won't say who,
mm-hmm.
took an incredibly stinky shit.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But we're not going to say who.
We're not going to say who it was,
yeah. mm-hmm.
but somebody.
And listen.
And I can say who it is.
Here's the guy's name, Severin Beckwith.
That's the guy's name?
Yeah, he's a bald beard hiking guy.
Severin Beckwith.
This guy lives...
Was he on a hike? When he got ambushed?
Look, these guys, they do nothing but eat Cliff Bars, go in the woods, and fuck some saggy-titted bitch that smells bad.
They wear, like, those waffle
Henley's.
Henley's, yeah.
Or Life is Good t-shirts. Remember that brand?
And they do also play guitar at parties.
They play guitar. Yeah. And they
And
they love this podcast.
I don't know. Do they?
I think so.
I guess a good amount of them do. I guess I'm just going to go home and shit now because somebody took a bad shit in here. And I smelled a couple of my farts. They're bad. I don't want to disrespect the house with two bad shits in a row.
Yeah. Following the marshal's advice, Beckwith shaved his beard. So, look, these motherfuckers, they're so bad at their job.
Yeah.
They're just going to go fucking harass somebody. This guy's not even fucking bald.
He's not bald?
No.
Also, you don't think fucking...
He looks nothing like this guy. And the fucking U.S. Marshals, they do their job wrong, and they're like, you need to change your appearance.
Laundrie's not getting haircuts in the wilderness.
The other thing is, you don't think he's gonna... He could shave his beard? Yeah. Like, they're not looking for a guy that looks like him, but...
I know I just said, don't go hiking.
Right.
Uh-huh. I said to them, maybe don't go, you know, hiking right now.
No, go hiking.
But I'm trying to protect you. Right. These cocksuckers, they're gonna shove a gun in your face and make you shave your face.
Bullshit, dude.
I can't believe the authorities told him to shave.
And as a Muslim myself.
Yeah.
You know, that's...
That's double offense.
It's... Yeah. Add that to it, you piece of shit.
Oh, fuck.
I can't believe it, man. How do people know he's still in the country? What if he just got over to Mexico?
He might be gone, dude. He might have, you know.
What if he just fucking hop the Rio Grande?
It's possible. What is that?
It's a guy who also another lookalike, but he also doesn't really look like that guy.
Yeah, it's just a guy with a bald head.
It's just a white
guy.
But
honestly, again, if you told me that was him, I would say yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
It'd be sick if Brian Laundrie was pulling all the strings and did have a bunch of lookalikes like Saddam Hussein, you know, decoy.
Yes.
It'd be sick if he was actually.
Maybe he's in the desert with a little fan blowing
meanwhile,
air
a woman who pioneered the FBI's behavioral science unit. It's like anyone can just get a job at the FBI being like, oh, yes, I'm in a. I'm a cum pattern analysis expert.
I'm an empath.
I can tell that exactly what he was thinking by the pattern of ejaculate on the bed. And he's staying at the Motel 6, and you should barge in there with guns and shoot whoever's in there.
The first person. He'll be. I can tell by the viscosity of his jizz, he'll be dangerous. Yeah,
that's who did it.
And don't knock.
No knock. And maybe do like one of those like... right-wing Hispanic guys this time.
Yeah.
I feel like that'll balance.
Yeah.
That'll probably put us in the clear.
One of those Puerto Rican guys that voted for Trump.
Yeah.
Maybe one of those.
And then we'll clap our hands off and we're done for the day.
We did it, boys.
Wait, what this woman...
And then it's back to the mosque to create fake 9/11 fucking 19 and blame it on a retarded guy.
Do we still care about Muslims?
No.
Are they still harassing Muslims?
After the Capitol riot, it's like now you can just go for anyone.
Yeah.
Like these fucking PTA, whatever. I mean.
Well, when they went for the Muslims, you said nothing.
Don't get me started.
But now they
no, don't, them. Folks, because we've already done, I think, a full 2 minutes over an hour.
Oh, my gosh. That's free?
Would you like to do the honors?
Wow. 7.5 minutes. What did I press? The green or red?
The stop button.
Stop.